kill the lot, they're no use to me now. Gentlemen, pick a lady for a few days' use. Wait. Pick from any except for her. Smith, take her to my quarters. Don't make a mark on her. Leave that for me. Now, place your vote, gentlemen. The redhead shorty, the curvy blonde, or... Apologies for the wait, my dear. My crew do get awfully excited when executing. Ah, glad to see Smith knows what he's doing by now. Gagged and bound behind my desk. That's how you know he's my first man. You haven't shed a tear. Are you one of the brave ones? I knew I chose right. You see, that poor girl will live a few days of constant fucking and torture before she's pushed overboard. But you, my dear, so full of determination and life, deserve to be savored. My job as a captain isn't easy, but a beautiful, trained little slut makes it more fun. I'm going to take your gag off. However, let me remind you that if you displease me, there are a dozen hungry men out there who would love to tear you to shreds. Tell me your name. Oh, how very pretty. I hope you enjoyed hearing it for the last time. From now on, you are slave. And that is all you will answer to, understand? Good, keep learning quickly, and we are going to be the best of friends. Now, stand up. As pretty as you look already, I need to examine you. Hold very still. Your heart wouldn't be the first this blade of mine has taken out. You are breathtaking. So untouched by the world. So full of life. Part of me would take great satisfaction in being unfortunately clumsy with this and watching that life slowly fade. But your chest, your thin veil of confidence, over scared little eyes. It would be such a waste to end them so quickly. I picked you to enjoy you, slave. You have no choice but to look at me now. So look at me as I play with your nipples. I know how desperately you're trying to bite your tongue, but there's no use in hiding from me. Believe it or not, I take very good care of my slaves. So when you decide to stop being a brat, I can give you a lot of pleasure. I don't think you're getting the picture. You are beneath me. You are beneath everyone on board this ship. Which means I do not request. I do not ask politely. I order you obey. Take this very moment. My hand wrapped around your throat. Wouldn't it be a shame if my hand tightened a little too much? Even if I did, this is my ship. No one would bat an eye. You're the pest that got on the captain's last wick too quickly. What was that? I'm afraid I couldn't hear you too well. Your voice is a little strained. You'll obey. I want better than that, slave. Promise yourself to me. That's a good girl. I promise in return that provided you keep being a good girl, you will not be harmed. Within reason. Come. I'm sure you'll find my bed comfortable. You truly are stunning. Slave doesn't fit you. I think you're going to be my darling little pet, who I can call on at any time. That seems better. You're too delicate for me to be truly cruel yet. So if I were you, I wouldn't test my ability to hurt you. That's just what I like to hear. If you're going to behave, we're going to get along just great. I need to taste you. Now, as much as I would love to fuck you in that modest little skirt, I'm going to need you to take it off. Don't worry, I will dress you more appropriately for your new position. But first I need to use you, dear. What kind of a host would I be if I didn't welcome you home? Spread your legs. Let me slide those cute cotton panties off. You look good like this. Maybe I'll just keep that beautiful body on display at all times instead. Now, I can't help myself any longer, but I need to taste you. You are so sweet, so eager for me. I bet in your small farm town you've never been fucked by a woman, huh? Stop trying to contain those pretty little gasps and whimpers and desperate fucking moans. I don't care if the Seven Seas hears you. I don't want you to hold back one bit. Do you like when I flick my tongue? Good. You taste so beautiful, so sweet and wet for your fucking captor. Oh, pet, of everything, that's what gave me your first moan. Let me press a finger inside you. You're so lovely when you shiver like that. As much as I love licking you, and trust me, I shall be doing it plenty more. I want to look at you, at your cute little face, while I make you come for me. That's right. I've got two fingers in now. Ride my fingers as I pin you down. You know just how warm and good I can make you feel if you'll let me. Don't close your eyes. I want to see every single pulse of ecstasy on your face. How does it feel, pet, to know not an hour ago you were with your family? Now look at you, you're moaning and pulsating around the fingers of the woman who killed them. Let go. You know how much you want to embrace my control and come. Just let go. Feel my fingers curling into that ever so sensitive spot. Keep looking at me. I can see how close and desperate you're getting. That's it, pet. Roll your hips, and as you look at me, know I am the one who gave you this pleasure. There is a good girl. Come, shudder for me, pet. That's it. You've been so good for me today. I almost think I could pass on punishing that deliciously sensitive pussy until tomorrow. Come close to me. You came so beautifully. I promise if you keep being as good as you have been, you won't have to worry too much about the sting of a blade while you sleep. I'm going to see if that little redhead is still breathing, although I doubt it. You have free rein of my quarters, but I have the key at all times. Try and take them, and see where you can run. Good night. I hope you're getting comfortable with your new position.